Census data indicates persons with disabilities often make less money. Beth Swedeen is with the Wisconsin Board for Developmental Disabilities. She says they may not be able to work as many hours as they want, or they may be working at a job that requires less education and experience. Swedeen says there's another reason persons with disabilities earn about 75% of what other workers do.
People with the most significant disabilities, intellectual and developmental disabilities, who are working in subminimum wage. So they're working actually below the minimum wage, and they're working in facilities that have licenses to allow them to do that. And that's a concern that we have, because we really feel like everybody should be working in an integrated setting where they would be able to make a wage that's at least equitable to their peers, allow them to do that. And that's a concern that we have, because we really feel like everybody should be working in an integrated setting where they would be able to make a wage that's at least equitable to their peers.
Across the country, people with disability and transportation. Census data indicates persons with disabilities often make less money. Beth Swedeen is with the Wisconsin Board for Developmental Disabilities. She says they may not be able to work as many hours as they want, or they may be working at a job that requires less education and experience. Swedeen says there's another reason persons with disabilities earn about 75% of what other workers do.
People with the most significant disabilities, intellectual and developmental disabilities, who are working in subminimum wage. So they're working actually below the minimum wage, and they're working in facilities that have licenses to allow them to do that. And that's a concern that we have.
Across the country, people with disabilities make up 6% of the civilian workforce. In Wisconsin, it's nearly 9%, or 306,000 people. Swedeen says surveys show the top concerns of persons with disabilities are work and transportation.
Because a lot of people with disabilities don't have the ability to drive their own vehicle or don't have the money to purchase a vehicle. So they very much go hand in hand, and lots of times transportation is a huge barrier to getting to work.
The Wisconsin Board for Developmental Disabilities is supportive of a...
...is a huge barrier to getting to work.
Census data indicates persons with disabilities often make less money. Beth Swedeen is with the Wisconsin Board for Developmental Disabilities. She says they may not be able to work as many hours as they want, or they may be working at a job that requires less education and experience. Swedeen says there's another reason persons with disabilities earn about 75% of what other workers do.
People with the most significant disabilities, intellectual and developmental disabilities, who are working in subminimum wage. So they're working actually below the minimum wage, and they're working in facilities that have licenses to allow them to do that. And that's a concern that we have.
Across the country, people with disabilities make up 6% of the civilian workforce. In Wisconsin, it's nearly 9%, or 306,000 people. Swedeen says surveys show the top concerns of persons with disabilities are work and transportation.
Because a lot of people with disabilities don't have the ability to drive their own vehicle or don't have the money to purchase a vehicle. So they very much go hand in hand, and lots of times transportation is a huge barrier to getting to work.
The Wisconsin Board for Developmental Disabilities is supportive of a concept called Employment First. The objective is to have jobs held by people with disabilities in typical workplace settings where they earn at least minimum wage and they're paid directly by the employer. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.